earlier this week, we had three instances of fires in residential homes in Howard County. The combination of the dry weather, the windy conditions, and improperly discarded smoking materials resulted in these three fires. And we want to bring that to the attention of the public. It is just a dangerous time.
How exactly did the folks get rid of their cigarettes that helped to cause these fires?
In two of those cases, cigarettes were just discarded, just flicked or dropped, and the materials they were dropped into were just very dry and readily ignited within a short period of time thereafter. In another one of those instances, the smoking materials were allowed to accumulate, and the accumulation of those cigarette butts, again being very dry, it was just a situation where they ignited and the fire extended.
With these dry and sometimes windy conditions, something simply as a cigarette butt can start a house fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think people have a sense of that when we're in these conditions?
No, I don't think so, because it's springtime. Everything's green. Everything's growing, it just doesn't present. In the fall, you see the dry leaves, and you think, hey, things are dry. It's dangerous. But those combustible conditions are still present in the springtime, and the fact that we haven't had any rain for a few weeks, and then the windy conditions, the wind that just dries everything out. And also fans into flame those small smoldering fires that they get a good source of wind across them, and they grow rapidly.
And here in these three cases, we're actually talking about house fires. Can you describe the magnitude of those?
In all three cases, these involved decks or balconies, extended areas, off of the home, where people, routinely go to relax and enjoy a cigarette. And, but in most cases, these areas of our home are made of wood, and they are susceptible to igniting.
Should folks also be careful when they're out possibly grilling or out with their lawnmower or something like that?
Well, absolutely, especially the grilling item that you mentioned. Grills should not be used within at least 15 feet of a home or a structure, or they should not be used underneath any kind of overhang like a balcony or an upper level deck. The siding on our homes, many times, that is able to ignite or to melt and contribute to the spread of a fire. So to have your grill away from, at least 15 feet away from any structure and not under any overhang, is the best advice that we can give the public.
And really, right now we're in an extended period where there's a great possibility, because of the weather and the dryness, that these fires could start.
Well, for a fire to start, it takes an ignition source, and it takes the fuel, and it takes something to bring those two together. And as you said, the fuel was readily available, and it's dry. It's very susceptible to ignition. And when we, during the course of our normal lives, put some type of ignition source, whether it be a cigarette, whether it be a grill, whether it be any type of fire or flame, the conditions are ripe for a fire to begin, and then the wind just can very rapidly spread that fire into adjoining properties or extend it beyond the area where it originated.